the little lamb and the eternal flame. Long ago, in a small village at the edge of a forest, there lived a kind potter named Dev. His hands shaped clay into vessels, pots, and lamps. Among the many lamps he created, there was one tiny clay lamb, smaller than the rest. Its base was a little uneven, its walls slightly crooked, and so Dev placed it aside, thinking no one would buy it. But the little lamb had a heart. It longed to shine like the bigger, prettier lambs. Every day, it would whisper to itself, "If only someone would light me, I could spread light too." One evening, a great festival was announced in the village. It was the Festival of Lights, when every home decorated their courtyards with glowing lamps. Dev sold almost all his creations. The grand polished lamps were chosen first. The colorful ones with patterns were taken next. Finally, only the tiny crooked lamb was left behind. The lamb felt heavy in its little clay heart. "Maybe I am too small. Maybe I don't deserve to shine," it kept telling itself. Seeing it alone, Dev smiled and gently said, "Little one, don't worry. Even the smallest lamp has the power to remove darkness." He placed it on his work table, filled it with few drops of oil, and left for the festival. That night, the little lamb watched through the window as hundreds of lamps lit up the village. The whole place glowed like a sky full of stars. The little lamb sighed. Suddenly, a soft breeze entered through the open window. The wind laughed playfully and said, "Why do you look so sad, little lamb?" The lamb replied, "I was made to shine, but no one chose me. Look outside. Every other lamb is glowing, spreading joy. But I sit here, useless." The wind swirled around it kindly and whispered, "Do you think that way? Light is not measured by size, but by the courage to shine." The lamb asked shyly, "But who will light me?" The wind chuckled, "Wait, every flame begins with a spark, and your time will surely come." That day, late into the night, when the festival was at its peak, a weary traveler entered the village. His name was Raghav, and he had been walking for days through forest and mountains. Tired and hungry, he searched for food and shelter, but all homes were busy celebrating. No one noticed him. He finally reached the potter's workshop. It was quiet, but he saw the little crooked lamp sitting on the table. Though unlit, it looked different, almost alive. "Ah," Raghav said, "if only I had some light. The forest path is too dark, and I cannot even find my way." He looked around and found a matchbox on the shelf. Carefully, he struck a match and lit the tiny lamp. The lamp's heart leapt with joy. At last, it was shining. Its little flame flickered, but it pushed back the darkness around the potter's shop. "Perfect," Raghav said gratefully, lifting the lamp. "You may be small, but you are enough to guide me." The traveler carried the little lamp as he walked back into the forest. But the wind grew stronger, rustling through the trees. The lamp trembled in fear. "Oh no," it cried. "I'm too weak. The wind will blow me out." The wind whispered gently, "Hold on, little one. Protect your flame. Do not fear me. I only test those who shine." On hearing the wind, the little lamb took a deep breath. It focused all its strength, clinging to its little flame. Though it swayed, but it did not go out. Raghav held the lamp close, marveling. "Such a brave little light. Without you, I would be all lost," it whispered to the little lamb. They continued until they reached a clearing. There, the traveler saw a small hut where an old hermit lived. Grateful for the guidance, Raghav knocked and was welcomed inside. The hermit, a wise old man with eyes that sparkled like stars, looked at the lamp and smiled knowingly. "Ah, this lamp is special. Do you know why?" Raghav shook his head. The hermit explained, "Because it shines without pride. Many great lamps believe their size and beauty make them worthy, but the true worth lies in service, not in appearance. This little one carried light where it was needed the most." The lamp listened in awe, its flame glowing brighter with happiness. The hermit then placed the little lamp near his altar, where an eternal flame burned, a fire that had never gone out for decades. He carefully tilted the little lamp until its flame touched the eternal one. "Now," the hermit said, "you are part of something greater. You carry the eternal light within you. Wherever you shine, you remind the world that even the smallest vessel can hold divine light." The little lamb felt a deep peace. It no longer wished to be bigger or prettier. It had discovered its true purpose, to carry light where there was darkness. Years passed. The potter continued to make many lamps, but the little crooked one always remained on the hermit's altar. People came from faraway places to see it, not because it was the brightest or most beautiful, but because it was the lamp that had once guided a lost traveler and carried the eternal flame. Children who visited would ask, "Why is this little lamp so important?" Hermit would reply, "Because greatness is not in size, but in shining when the world needs you." And so the lamp had become a symbol for the village. Whenever anyone felt small, weak, or unworthy, they would remember the story of the little lamp that found its light.